The coronation of Britain's King Charles III takes place tomorrow at Westminster Abbey in London, at which his wife Camilla will be crowned Queen. It's 70 years since the last coronation, that of Queen Elizabeth in 1953, so tomorrow's spectacle will be a first for millions of Britons. Royal fans have been camping out in central London for a glimpse of the coronation procession, as dignitaries from around the world, including President Michael D. Higgins, gather for the occasion. Ahead of the ceremony, Charles and Camilla recorded a special message to be played for passengers on the London Underground.
My wife and I wish you and your families a wonderful coronation weekend.
Wherever you are travelling, we hope you have a safe and pleasant journey.
And remember, please mind the gap.
There's much anticipation in many parts of Northern Ireland as well. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been speaking to these residents on Belfast's Shankill Road.
It's great. Once in a lifetime.
I think just being from a Protestant community, you just do respect it, don't you? Like, so, yeah.
Local community groups have getting involved. Local street parties have going on. Individual houses will have the street parties. Community's buzzing. I would say the road is probably the best decorated in the country, as well as the UK.
It's just nice for people in the community to see. It's not... This road's a laugh. I work here, you see, so I wouldn't say this every day, but it is good fun for people in the area to see.
Ah, I think it is really important. Make a good king, so we will. His mother was the best.
Voices from the Shankill Road in Belfast. Well, among those taking part in tomorrow's coronation is the Presbyterian moderator, Dr. John Kirkpatrick, who joins us now from London. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Kirkpatrick, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
So I gather you took part in the rehearsal yesterday at Westminster Abbey. You might tell us how that all went.
Well, the rehearsal was very calm, very organised, and I think there was a nice balance of serious planning and a few little humorous moments to help us all relax, but give you a good insight into it. And so I feel as though I've done one lap of the circuit, as it were. You know, so I can really appreciate the second time round, I think, the things that I wanted to hear and pick up on, yeah.
So what can people expect tomorrow then, do you think?
Well, the way I think I would describe it for them is it's like a gold frame, but on the inside, it's something that's recast in a slightly more contemporary way and maybe a slightly humbler centre, because at its very heart, it's a service of worship at which the king will make various promises and will be prayed for, and the Queen likewise will make various promises. And all of those promises are really serious, so that if any person, king or any other person, would be able to say the phrases and acknowledge the things that they do, they would be facing a mammoth task to do it, and they would be a particularly incredible person. We'd like all our leaders, I think, to be able to say the things they're going to say, because, you know, they're every little element of this symbol is not about glory, but about humility. And I think that's the thing that really struck me. You know, even as Lord Singh, who will be one of those who will be presenting one of the items, you know, a glove. And the idea is the glove which is put on the king is to symbolize that whatever he does as he rules, it must be done with gentleness, you know, so or...
There's a fair Irish element in all of this. You'll be there taking part in the procession. Mm-hmm. The Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, I think, presents the orb. And the Irish language will feature as well, won't it, in one of the hymns?
It will. And, you know, that is a delight to be able to hear this, you know, the language from the Welsh, the Scottish Gaelic, and the Irish Gaelic, and then the English, and it's a sung piece. It's a beautiful piece, and I think it's a lovely inclusive way in which we have been trying, I suppose, even in our Good Friday agreement, the idea is, you know, these shared islands, the north, south, the east, west, the internal relationships. And I think it reflects that in a very, very helpful way in an act of worship. And what could be better than in that frame?
How significant is the fact that Northern Ireland's First Minister designate, Michelle O'Neill of Sinn Féin, the Speaker of the Assembly, also Sinn Féin MLA, Alex Maxey, that they'll be there, they'll be in the Abbey?
I think that's very significant. I'm sure it's very significant from the Sinn Féin perspective, because of all the optics of what this is, being involved in something, recognising, but I think it's also a sign of the sense of respect that needs to be nurtured and developed in all of the political life in our country at this time. And I think, you know, with anything that can be done in order to do that, nurturing respect for difference and different ways of seeing and understanding things is really, really helpful way in our political institutions, and it's something we're praying for, something we hope to contribute to as well.
Well, look, all the very best to you and everyone taking part in the coronation tomorrow, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's Dr. John Kirkpatrick, moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland.